Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Bagaria Industries Limited Q2 and H1 FY26 results conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference to Ms. Chandni from Kirin Advisors Private Limited.
Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Bagaria Industries Limited. From management team, we have Mr. Suresh Bagaria, Chairman, Mr. Vikas Bagaria, Joint Managing Director, and Mr. Rakesh Bagaria, Company Representative. Now I hand over the call to Mr. Suresh. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is my pleasure to welcome you all to Bagaria Industries' earnings call for the second quarter and first half of financial year 2026. I would like to begin by thanking our investors, analysts, and stakeholders for their continued confidence in the company's journey of growth and transformation. The first half of 2026 has been one of the strong operational performance and strategic momentum. Bagaria continues to evolve as a diversified and innovation-driven specialty chemical manufacturer with a growing presence across dyes, intermediates, performance chemicals, and renewable energy. Our consistent performance this year underscores our disciplined execution, sufficient cost management, and proactive investment in capacity and new product segments. We have delivered another quarter of broad-based growth supported by healthy demand, robust exports, and improved product mix. Our focus on efficiency, integration, and sustainability continues to enhance both scale and profitability. In October, we announced two important milestones that demonstrate Bagaria's strategic clarity and execution pace. Within a short period, the company announced the commencement of commercial production of a new product line, plasticizers, by the end of December 2025. Working on the third plant is working with a product selection at the Tarapur facility and the expansion of HSA capacity at the same location. The launch of plasticizers marks Bagaria's entry into the polymer additive space, catering to applications in PVC cables, flooring, footwear, and automotive components. This moves open a new growth vertical aligned with rising demand for specialty additives in both domestic and export markets. The commercial launch followed approval from Maharashtra Pollution Control Board and represents a forward integration step that enhances our product diversity and margin profile. Simultaneously, we are expanding our HSA capacity from 400 metric tons per month to 500 metric tons per month at Tarapur, with an investment of around 5 crore rupees scheduled for completion within the next 3 months. With the plant already operating at about 95% utilization, the incremental capacity is expected to generate 50 to 55 crore additional annual revenue at present price once fully operational. Together, these initiatives signal Bagaria's shift towards higher margin, value-added specialty segments, and reaffirm our commitment to operational excellence and innovation-led diversification. Operationally, we maintained strong utilization levels across plants, supported by firm demand from textile and polymer industries. Export volumes continue to show healthy transactions, contributing a stable share to total revenue. Our renewable energy business also continued to perform efficiently, underscoring our focus on sustainable and cost-effective operation. During the quarter, Air Rating reaffirmed Bagaria Industries' long-term and short-term facilities at Care A stable, stroke Care A1 for total amount of 21 crore, a reflection of our strong balance sheet, prudent capacity structure, and consistent performance. Let me now share the key financial highlights for the quarter and half. On the consolidated basis, total income for Q2 FY26 stood at 206.02 crores, registering a 55.6% year-on-year growth from 132.41 crores in Q2 financial year 25. EBITDA increased 47% to 24.75 crores. Net profit for the quarter rose 80% year-on-year to rupees 11.47 crores, translating into a net margin of 5.6% compared to 4.8% last year. For the first half of financial year 26, total income was 369.99 crores, up 48% year-on-year, while EBITDA rose 48% to 48.91 crores. Net profit grew 83% to 22.36 crores, with the net margin improving to 6%, reflecting the benefit of cost control, higher retentions, and operating leverage. The result highlights the ability to sustain growth even in competitive environment through a combination of diversification, efficiency, and disciplined execution. Looking ahead, we are confident of maintaining this growth trajectory through continued product innovation, capacity expansion, and export diversification. The specialty chemical industry in India is undergoing a structural shift driven by global supply chain realignment, strong domestic demand, and increased preference for reliable, compliant manufacturing. Bagheera is well positioned to capture these opportunities. Our expanding specialty portfolio focus on process excellence and commitment to sustainable practices will continue to drive long-term value creation. With a solid balance sheet, reaffirmed credit rating, and a clear strategic roadmap, we remain committed to building a stronger, more diversified Bagheera industry, one that consistently delivers growth responsibility. To show a back history about the Bagheera, from a turnover of 33 lakhs in 1991 to a turnover of 6 crores in 1995, when we went to the public issue, the company has now reached a turnover of 597 crores at the end of March 25 in 30 years. From a public issue of 3.47 crores, it has crossed market capitalization of 1,000 plus crores, which shows a strong commitment for its investors' benefits. Thank you, and I look forward to a constructive discussion ahead.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you so much for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to understand, sir, what has led to this huge growth in our revenue in the past 2 to 3 quarters. And sir, if I look at our revenue, sir, our revenue has grown during Q2, but our margins have declined from 15-16% that we did 2 quarters back to 10%. So where do we see our revenues and margins from the dye intermediate segments going forward?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
The revenue came from the chemical sector, whereas the margins are shrinking because of the higher raw material prices due to the impact of US and other European countries. The margins are shrinking actually.
Sir, can you tell me what was the volume growth during Q2 on a YOY basis?
That I can share it with you. I don't have it right off with me, but I will share it with you.
Okay, sir. So just a back of the envelope calculation, sir, is it fair to assume that majority of our revenue is coming from HR-Sheet and vinyls and foam?
Yes.
Sir, so is it fair to assume that there was a 30-odd% volume growth because our competitor Bodal has done a 15% kind of a realization growth on their numbers? So is it fair to assume that our numbers would be on 30-35% volume growth?
Definitely, yes. Look, Bodal has some other raw materials also like caustic, PNCB, and other things. So.
Got it, sir. I'll take this number offline.
Yeah.
Sir, so for this whole year, sir, what kind of revenue can we expect, sir? Can we expect this 200 crore revenue run rate to continue for the next three quarters? And can we see, sir, some margin improvement? As sir, it seems that there is a lot of sulfuric acid capacity that will come in with Kutch Copper commercializing. Sir, so can we expect margin improvement in the next two to three quarters?
Definitely, yes. The revenue would increase and the margins also would increase going forward.
Sir, so on a full year basis, can we do 800 crore revenue from just our chemical segment?
It would be between 725 to 775.
Got it. And sir, margin improvement, 2-3% margin improvement, is it a fair assumption?
Definitely.
13-14%?
Yeah, definitely.
Got it.
Definitely.
Got it. Got it. Sir, on our plasticizer plant, sir, what kind of capacity are we planning? And sir, what kind of margins can we expect from this segment?
It is pretty early, but the capacity would be 2,000 tons per month. And margins, we will have to analyze it about in the next quarter or maybe by the Q4 of this year.
Got it. Sir, for the dye intermediate segment, sir, with textile industry facing challenges due to the U.S. tariffs and the export, sir, are we facing any challenges or do we see, sir, because most of the players are like next two to three quarters down the line, they will face some kind of margin improvement, margin pressure. So, sir, is that the case with us as well?
We are focusing on the export margins more, export segment more, rather than the local market. Export is doing good. So we are focusing more on the export side. And we
sir,
think
so
the margins would improve.
sir, so is the export dye intermediate segment a higher margin business for us?
Yes.
Sir, by how much percent will be the margin,
As in
incremental margins we.
It's about
2-3%,
which will increase. Yeah.
Got it. Sir, just a final question from mine. Sir, the 152 crore solar, the 32 megawatt solar that we are planning, sir, what is the power purchase agreement on this? And sir, what is the payback period or IRR we expect from this project?
3.08 is the PPA. And the revenue
Got it.
would be about 20, revenue would be 22 crores per annum. Hello?
Sir, so on a 22 crore revenue, we are investing 152 crores.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to understand the IRR is very low, sir, based on what we are.
The IRR is approximately 16%.
Equity IRR.
The equity IRR.
Equity IRR. Okay, got it, sir.
Yeah.
And sir, we can expect a 75-80% EBITDA margin on this, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Sir, thank you so much. I'll get back in with you.
Okay, sir.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Dhanraj Tolani. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah. Sir, I just wanted to know the current utilization level across all the plants.
Come again?
I just wanted to know the current utilization level across all the plants.
The current utilization is about 95%-97% of production, of the installed capacity.
Okay. So, as we recently announced HR-Sheet capacity expansion.
Yes.
Has the work started in front or when can we expect it online?
By January end, we should start it.
Okay. And if we look at the margin, like, are these the sustainable margin or they're likely to alter or fluctuate?
The margins are good enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you check the chemical side, mainly the companies are facing issue due to the realization or the capacity of the, I mean, they're not getting the proper price realization which they should get. Like the, so do you directly pass it on to the customers, the higher fluctuation in the raw material, or directly, or you take it on?
No, I didn't get the last line. What you said, the raw material?
Let's say raw material got increased, so you just pass it on to the customers, or you just like take it slow?
We directly deal with the customer on the buy side also, on sell side also, both.
Okay.
On a monthly basis, not on a quarterly basis, on a monthly basis, so.
Okay, with the lag. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And also, once the, like, the etch acid capacity got commissioned, so how much revenue we can expect in FY 2026 or 2027, I would say?
It will increase by approximately 55 crores annually, starting from Q4.
Okay. And also, the last question on the industry level. So are we not facing any issue or threat from the China side because they already have a competitive edge on the in the chemical industry? So they're just dumping whatever the they are having to India or something. So are we facing any issue from the or any competition threat from them?
No, no one. We don't have any threat from China, at least from for now.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prabhujot Singh from Creta Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon, sir. So my first question is, there any further debottlenecking or brownfield plans at Tarapur beyond this?
No.
Okay. So can you share how the new plasticizers and ethoxylates line is ramping up since launch?
See, plasticizer, we have started already manufacturing it. Ethoxylates, we are studying it, and in the next 3 to 4 months, we will choose the products, and then we will start the production for that.
Okay. And, will the new capacity mostly cater the exports and domestic yards?
Sorry, come again?
I mean, will new capacity mostly cater the exports or domestic demands?
It would be both, domestic and export, both.
Both. Okay.
Ethoxylates is a good market at overseas.
Okay. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were saying?
Ethoxylates is a good export market, so we'll be tracking that, and we would be trying to export more than the local one.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the margin profile of etch acid versus your blended profile?
The margins are almost same for both the products.
Okay. Okay, fine.
Yeah.
That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, please press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Surbhi from NV Alpha. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for the opportunity. My first question is regarding the pharmaceutical segment. You know, you have mentioned that you are partnering with a company for a production of dexamethasone. So if you could throw some light on what is this API, what are all, what will you be supplying to the company? Will it be the some of the raw materials? And second question is regarding plasticizers and ethoxylates. What kind of CapEx have we are we doing for this 2,000 tons per month capacity?
So, Ms. Surbhi, myself, Rahul Bagheria, I'll be answering your question regarding the pharmaceutical sector. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. We are manufacturing two segments in pharmaceutical. One is steroids, in which we are manufacturing dexamethasone base and dexamethasone sodium phosphate. So what usually happens in India is, you know, nobody is manufacturing dexamethasone base by themselves. So people who are manufacturing dexamethasone sodium phosphate, they buy the dexa base from China and convert that into dexamethasone sodium phosphate. So we have taken it, we are procuring 8 DM, which is a raw material for us. We are manufacturing our own dexa base and then going ahead and manufacturing dexamethasone sodium phosphate.
Is this
so? We have gone one step back. Sorry.
Is this a KSM? So that is one step ahead from the KSM, right?
Yeah. So KSM for us is dexamethasone 8 DM in steroid section. Yeah. So not many people are doing it, and that's the opportunity that we thought of going into, because otherwise people are more reliant on Chinese raw materials. So, which we don't wanted to, and didn't wanted to, and then that is why we have gone one step back and manufacturing our own base and then manufacturing DSP.
So, just a couple of more questions on this, right? What kind of capex are we doing, and 8 DM, are we importing from China, or is there another country that we can
currently
import from?
Currently, yes, we are buying it from China. But we have also identified a few vendors here in India who have made some investments into, manufacturing of the KSM as well. But the vendor registration process and other documentation takes a lot of time, due to which we are not able to buy the raw material from them currently, because we are more catering towards the regulatory market. I mean, our end customers, we are more focused in the exports market, so we want to supply only to the regulatory market. So we have already filed CEP, that is the European Pharmacopoeia for dexamethasone base. We have already got the number, so I think it's already 4-5 months we have already got that. So we are trying to revise the process in the manufacturing, due to which we will be refiling it, doing some additions there, and then going ahead and, selling it in the regulatory market.
How much capex or how basically are we doing in the pharmaceutical segment, and what is the gross block? So currently the gross block of the company, how much of the gross block is purely for the API?
I think the capex has already been done, ma'am. So we are not increasing our capex as of now. Usually a pharma business takes almost, 4 to 5 years as a gestation period. So there is a learning curve there. So we have already passed these 2 years in which, we have done all the filings. Documentation is a very big challenge. So our plant is a GMP certified plant. And we have done the inspection. Japan customers have come to do the inspection. Even the European customers have come and done the inspection. So our plant is a USFDA approved plant. We are focusing to get it USFDA approved. So the capex, I think we have already done, which is around 30 to 35 CR, which has already been done.
Got it.
And, now, please.
No, sorry, go ahead.
So, the capex, there is no new capex which is going to get involved here. But after all the regulatory licenses are done, we get that. After that, it will be a very big plus for the company, because then the market opens up and you get good margins out of it. The product that you want to sell, it gives you a very good margin.
You got it, sir. And apart from dexamethasone, we have more products in pipeline. Are we trying to crack, or is this...
No, so as I mentioned, that we have two segments. One is steroid. So dexamethasone is the steroid section. And another one is the vitamin section, where our KSM is vitamin B12, and we are manufacturing methyl cobalamin from that.
Okay.
Yeah. So our plan is to go for a US DMF and a Japan DMF in coming months. Like in November, we are going with a US DMF, and in December, by December, we'll be filing the Japan DMF for methyl cobalamin. So that is the strategy.
Got it, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you. And also, just with the plasticizer segment, the capacity is at 2,000 tons per month. What kind of CapEx have we spent on that?
It is approximately 10 CR, which has been done already.
And what kind of acetones would we see on this? And like the peak revenue potential that you see from the segment?
Revenue, just a moment. Around 24 CR month on monthly, yearly.
24 CR
yearly. Just a moment, ma'am. There's some calculation error. 200 CR. 240 CR. Around 240 CR per annum.
So on a capex of 10 crores, is the revenue going to be 240 crores? Is my understanding
right, sir? Because you know we already have a lot of infrastructure in place, so which we are utilizing it, you know, for manufacturing of plasticizers. Not huge changes has been done, but we are utilizing our old capex that we have done into manufacturing of plasticizers. So that is the added advantage that we have.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sakshi Shinde as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
This opportunity, and my first question is what's the current share of specialty chemicals in the revenue, and how do you see it evolving?
The current share is about approximately 5 to 7% because we just started it.
Okay.
But going forward it would be maybe about 20-22% in the revenue.
And my second question is about,
can you speak loudly, ma'am, please?
Okay, sir. Any new exports, geographies, or the customer segments added recently?
Yeah, we added about a couple of customers in China.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, post the 100 metric ton CAPEX that we are doing for HRSL, sir, how much is there a possibility of addition for any new product at our existing unit, or will need to go for a greenfield CAPEX going forward?
No, we just need the balancing equipment which we are doing it. Nothing big CAPEX. It's a maximum CAPEX of maybe 5 crores only.
No, sir. I'm asking how much additional capacity can we add at our existing location?
No, this is a maximum of 500 tons per month.
Okay, so that will need to go for a greenfield CAPEX.
Yes, yes.
Got it. And sir, on the plasticizer front, sir, one of our competitors, IG Petro, sir, they are doing close to 36,000 annual annual capacity addition that they are doing at a 160 crore investment. So is it fair to assume that a greenfield plant that would require close to 100 crores, that basically because of the same asset infrastructure we have, we can do it for 10 crores? Is it a fair assumption?
Yes, that is true.
Got it. Sir, what percentage of our revenue would come from textile customers in the dye intermediate segment and non-textile customers currently?
So we supply to textile customers majorly. So major revenue is from that only.
Okay. And sir, it seems that 45-50% of our revenue comes from our top 10 customers. So how is the commentary from these customers post the tariffs and export, muted export environment that they are expecting?
We export major to Southeast Asia and to Europe somewhat. US is not a big market for us. So it is not affecting from the tariff side.
Got it. Sir, how is the pricing? Sir, you mentioned that our pricing arrangement is on a monthly basis with our customers. Going forward, whenever, sir, price increases or decreases, Sir, can we expect to pass on if the price declines? So I'm considering from sulfuric acid point of view. So whenever the price declines, sir, how much of the price decline will we pass on to customers, and how much will we keep it with ourselves?
So if the price of a finished product goes down, the raw material also goes down. So it is why it is linked to both the things. And everybody knows the market, so it all depends on the market conditions and demand supply situation.
Got it. So that was from my side. So thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. The next question is from Mahesh Seth. As an individual investor, please go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening.
So, my first question is like...
can you speak a little louder, sir?
Yeah, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was asking that our Q2 numbers were looking solid. So what's driving this growth on the ground? Like better volumes or price realization?
Better volumes.
Okay, so better volumes is the main reason behind this. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and our margins also have improved. So is this mainly driven by improved product mix or some like cost efficiency?
There's a cost efficiency. Okay. The management is thinking of we have installed solar capacity for our own production utilization. So we are thinking on that lines also.
Okay.
Reducing the cost.
Okay, and how is the demand shaping up for our key products?
Sorry, come again.
How's demand shaping up across our
key demand products? Is good. Demand is good, and Q4 we are thinking it would be much better than this.
Okay, Q4 will be much better than this.
Yeah.
Okay. Last question from my side, export markets have been volatile. So are you seeing any slowdown in export orders?
No, at present it is very good, and we think for November, December it is good.
Okay, so November, December, that means Q3 and Q4 will be good for export.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Thank you.
Thank you.
A reminder to all participants, please press star and 1 to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Ishita Pate from BN Tech. Please go ahead.
Hello. Yeah. My first question is that, is there any connection between your solar business and your manufacturing units? Do you use solar energy internally for manufacturing?
We have installed a separate one for our manufacturing unit.
Okay.
Open access, yeah.
What are the steps you are taking for you to use green chemistry and manage water waste at your site?
Come again?
What are the steps which are you taking to using green chemistry and management of waste water at your site?
Wastewater, we have our own spray dryer where we dry the wastewater. Mm-hmm. And we have signed a contract with Mumbai Waste Management.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-effective apparatus.
Okay.
Yeah. Hello.
Thank you.
Hello.
The next question is from the line of Meet from Anvil Shares. Please go ahead.
Hello.
He's disconnected. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
So thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, in the pharma segment, sir, when do we expect to break even? And sir, what is the revenue potential from the asset base that we currently have?
We intend to break even in another next 2 years. Our idea is to sell to regulatory market where the margins are very good. So we are just waiting for filing US DMF and Japan DMF. And these things take time, approximately year and a half. So once that is done, we are ready to, you know, cater to the regulatory market and earn good margins from that.
Sir, what kind of gross margins and EBITDA margins can we expect from this segment?
Sir, in regulatory market, gross margins would be somewhere near to 200%.
Okay, so 60% kind of gross margin, is it fair to
say? Sorry? Gross?
Sir, yeah, you see, said,
I mean, in the export market, I mean, I'll just give you an example. The molecule yes. that we are manufacturing, MCP.
Yes, sir.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir. I'm
in listening. Some markets, you know, in some customers in Japan, they also buy that in $4,000 a kg.
Okay.
Hello.
Okay, sir.
Yeah.
Go up to
So that is the reason, you know, we are more focused towards getting ourselves registered with the regulatory customers, and that is the reason we had invested so much, you know, in the pharma plant. So we have got all the latest instrumentation, the lab, the facility that we have created for such a small plant is something, you know, worth watching actually. So that
Got
is
it.
Creating value. So we are very, very,
Got
you know, sure that it will be a very good sign. I mean, very, very good business for the company in coming years.
Got it. Sir, what percentage of our dye intermediate segment are we backward integrated?
We have just one, that is sulfuric acid plant. That is the backward integration.
Okay. And sir, what percentage of our sulfuric acid requirement would be catered by in-house plant versus whatever we buy from outside?
We sell about 70% of our products to the local market and 30% is our own consumption.
And sir, 40% of our sulfuric acid requirement is met through in-house plant. That is
in-house
the condition.
Yeah, right? In-house only. Yeah.
Okay, 40% and now then 60% is bought from outside.
No, 60% is sold to outside, sulfuric acid and oleum.
Okay, 60% sulfuric acid. Okay, got
so
it.
So our monthly capacity is around 10,000 tons cumulative, equivalent to sulfuric acid. And we are consuming around 2,500 to 3,000 tons a month. So balance 7,000 tons, we are selling it outside, in the outside market, open market.
Sir, will the plasticizer segment also require sulfuric acid?
No.
Okay, got it. Sir, that was from my side. Thank you so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Prabhjot Singh from Creta Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity once again. So my first question is... How big is the market opportunity for Bagheria and who are the typical end users?
Sorry?
How big is the market opportunity and who are the typical end users?
The end users are the dye manufacturers, which again goes in textile or leather.
Okay.
And we almost have a good market share in local as well as exports.
Okay, but how big is any figure?
We are almost as good as the peers. We are having a market share of approximately maybe 10 to 15%.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what kind of capacity or production rate are we targeting there?
So we are on 95 to 97% as on date.
Okay. Fine.
Yeah.
Is the product already, you know, commercialized with the customer or still in sampling and approval stage?
No, we have commercialized the production and we are marketing it already.
And how does this line fit strategically into niche, your shift towards specialty and high margin products?
See, the volumes are good in this, so we are thinking the margins also should be good. We have just started it, we are analyzing it, and in the Q4 or Q1 of the next year, you will get the results for that.
Okay, and how is the demand environmental evolving across the key users like dye, pharma and specialty chemicals, and any, are you seeing any regional demand shift?
So demand is good. It's round the clock demand. So there okay. should not be any issue of that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay, that's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Meet from Anvil Shares. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yeah.
Yeah. First question was, I wanted to know the input-output ratio for H-acid, beast, or vinyl sulfone and gamma acid division.
How? Which ratio you want?
Input-output ratio, like the, for say, for per 1 kilo of H-acid, how much would be the raw materials that would be required? Same vinyl sulfone and gamma acid.
I can share the detail with you. I don't have it right now. But okay. approximately, if I go for H-acid, it is about 30 kilos, which gives 1 kilo of H-acid. There are about 10 raw materials which is going in this.
Okay.
Yeah. But I can share the details with you.
Yeah, yeah. That would be good, sir. And my second question was, I wanted to know the spreads per kilo that is prevailing currently, like the gross margins for all the above three. Say last 2-3 year spreads, and you know the peak spreads that was there, say FY20 or FY21 or even prior to that.
Yeah, I will share it with you on a separate email.
Yeah. And sir, I just wanted to know the India and the global capacity for all our products, if possible.
Okay. See, there are only two countries that manufacture this chemical, India and China.
Yeah.
And now we are almost par with China. The capacity-wise, like India would be having 10 players, China would be having 2 or 3 players only. So the capacity would be balanced.
Okay. And you know, can you just quantify like how much tons for H-acid, vinyl sulfone and gamma acid individually?
Come again?
So can you just quantify in terms of tonnage, like say 1 lakh tons or 2 lakh tons for individual products, all the individual three products?
Yeah, I will share it with you. H-acid is about 4,800 tons per annum.
Huh?
VS is about 3,600 tons per month, per annum. Gamma is 1,200 tons per annum.
Sir, is this our capacity or India's capacity?
Our capacity.
Okay. So, sir, I wanted to know India and global capacity. If,
I will share it with you.
Okay.
On a gross term, I can just say that for H-acid is about 3,000 tons per month for India.
Yeah.
And China would be 3,500 tons per month. VS India is 6,000 tons per month, and China would be 10,000 tons per month.
Okay.
Gamma only India is manufacturing, so India capacity would be 300 tons per month.
Yeah. All those are my questions. Thank you, sir, and I'll wish for the future.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Madhur Rathi from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Sir, thank you for the opportunity once again. Sir, I wanted to understand, sir, what was the revenue between H-acid, VS, gamma acid and Tobias acid in FY24-25 and H1 of FY26?
Madhurji, I can share it with you. I don't have it right off with me, but I will share it with you. You can send me
sure, sir.
Right
sir, back to that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. I'll share. Sir, can I share it over this call or share it with the moderator?
You can share it with the moderator.
Sir, I'll do that. And sir, just final question, sir. When can we expect to reach the 17% to 20% EBITDA margin that we did historically, sir? What will it require for us to reach those levels?
I can't predict that thing, but we are trying our level best to achieve that margins.
Has there been any industry consolidation that has happened post-COVID that we can expect to reach these margins over the next 2 to 3 years, or will it require raw material prices to go down, sir? So what will it require for us to reach those levels of margins?
So the market after COVID was is really going bad. If you have seen the numbers of all the industry, last 3-4 years is bad. We expect the margins to improve by maybe 26-27. And China was really dumping in the last 2-3 years, but now they have stopped it. So we expect a better margins going forward. It will be gradually, not in a single moment, but it will gradually go up.
To the 20% levels?
I can't predict that as of now. But
okay, no problem, sir. Yeah. Sir, thank you so much for conducting thank this you. Conference call. Sir, we appreciate you taking up the time. Sir, thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I now hand the conference to Ms. Channi from Kirin Advisors. Thank you and over to you, ma'am.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Bagheria Industries Limited. If you have any queries, you can write to us at research@kirinadvisors.com. Once again, thank you for joining the conference. Thank you
everyone. Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Bagheria Industries Limited for Q2 and H1 of the 2025. Thank you.
On behalf of Kirin Advisors Private Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.